to me, it's not Christ's character, okay? It's Satan's character, because he's our master before Jesus Christ. And it needs to be changed, because we belong to Jesus Christ. We are the kingdom family. Therefore, we have to change the character of Jesus Christ, right? So perseverance produces character, and then character produces hope. If we have character of Jesus Christ, we are a kingdom family, right? Which that means we have a hope. What is the hope? That will be salvation. Would that be? Right, that's salvation. But unless our character changed into Christ's character, it's impossible, because heaven is holy. Our God is holy. He would not allow other than the character of Jesus Christ. And that's why it is important. God loves us. Praise God. And then hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our heart by the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus said, when you have faith, when you receive Jesus Christ into you, and then according to your faith, God's going to give you the Holy Spirit. Remember Pentecost, there were 500 people. Only 120 people received the Holy Spirit. And then he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, that you will receive the power and authority. If you do not have a power and authority, you cannot stand in front of Satan. Trust me. You're not no match, right? So that's what it is. So when our character, that's the evidence of faithfulness. We believe in Jesus Christ. And God gives us the Holy Spirit. That's his love. And then he said, through him, and right here, the reconciliation of a reconciliation. So when we receive, the moment we receive Jesus Christ, and guess what happened? God received our heart as children. So that's the reconciliation. We had a big chasm wall because of sin. But the moment we receive Jesus Christ, it's gone, because we enter the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood satisfies God's demand, because wage of sin equals death, but in them, gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen? So when we receive Jesus Christ, isn't it wonderful? You don't have to go work, and you don't have to pay him. You have to sell everything to give him the money. No. The moment you ask Jesus, receive Jesus in your heart, God receives you instantaneously. So salvation is instantaneous. Amen? But the generation... take your regeneration, take your lifetime. Think about what that means. That's why there's perseverance, okay? So salvation is free, because no price tag. You can't. No amount of money will justify the God's life, the blood. It's free. But there's a merit. When Jesus said, I'm coming back. I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me. So you have salvation. But you go to kingdom, there's so many different levels. So you will receive the merit, the reward, according to your merit. So you will understand two different things. Salvation is free, but there is a different level of reward. Amen? I want to be where Jesus is. I don't care what it takes. So I just serve him with all my heart, just everything. And I'm not going to judge it. I did it really good. I'm not going to say that. He's the judge, right? You should not judge other people, nor yourself. You should not judge yourself. You cannot say, I'm such a bad person. I don't deserve this. Of course, you don't deserve it. But it is God who decides, okay? So you need to learn to forgive yourself and get up. When you fall, just get up. Daddy, I made a mistake. Forgive me. Wash me. Take away my sin. Lead me to the straight path. That's what you're supposed to do. Got it? All right. Praise the Lord. So today's scripture is all about the reality of pain and suffering in this life. You cannot avoid. This life on this earth is just that. But God is coming back to just turn it upside down and just sanctify, purify it, and it's going to have a 1,000 years of millennial era. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? He's going to do that. Then there will be no quarrels, no sicknesses. And Jesus said in Isaiah 65 says that That in that day, even the serpent and lions and little children all together and playing, and nobody's going, nothing's going to harm anything. That day is coming. That's the millennial era. Amen? Listen, he's talking about suffering, right? And our trials and tribulation. But he started with the first one. He says, God is good. So I know you're going to have a problem, you know, you're going to have some unpleasant experience, but God is good. So remember, our God is good. And then we can know that our sins, because we know, why we know our God is good? Because we know our sins have been forgiven, and we can experience a deep and loving relationship with God, the Father, and because God promised from the beginning. You remember Genesis 3:7-15, when he cursed the nature and animals and a human, but he promised, remember, that the woman's seed and a serpent's seed, and that's a crucifixion scene. And he's promised, though I'm cursing you because you sin against me, you have to pay the price, but I'm not going to leave you under curse forever. I'm going to send you Messiah. He's going to lift up your curse, which happened 2017 years ago. Praise God. And he goes on to say in verse 2 that we can now have a direct access to divine grace. In other words, in Christ, we are able to breathe in the sacred air of power and the presence of God. We are able to soak in God's goodness, love, mercy, wisdom, and joy. Praise the Lord. That's all because of what Christ has done for us. Without him, we are his enemy. We're going to be in the darkness. We're not even a nation. But our God is a good God. He's a merciful God. Praise the Lord. And verse 3 to 5 shares the realities and the potential benefits that can come through sufferings. He wants us to understand that suffering is both necessary and beneficial. So when God punishes, and you know how I know your mother and a father, when you punish your children, you cry, won't you? Because it hurts you more. I even cry when I punish my dog. I have two dogs, and they're so unruly. They don't know how weak and vulnerable they are. They think they're lying. They go after all this, you know, the bear and stuff like that. I have to spank them because I was angry. But then I cry. They yap, and they look at me. You know, the dogs cry. They got tears coming out of their eyes. It hurts. I know it's hard to punish your children, but you have to do that. That's what God is doing, because he wanted to have us eternally. Otherwise, we cannot go to heaven. That's why. So it is a gift. It's the love of God. You understand all that? So, however, people do not like to talk about the suffering today. You see, when you get hurt and you want to cover it up with a bandage, but we cannot do that. As a Christian, as a family of God, we need to talk about the suffering. We need to learn. We need to sort it out. How are we going to deal with it? And Christ said, do not run from Satan when Satan comes after you, challenge it in Christ, because Satan cannot overcome you, because Satan does not have a power over you. Satan is a liar. Remember he said right here, he gives us the power and authority, our Holy Spirit, who raised our Jesus Christ from death. That same power and authority in us. It is your faith. It is your belief. Amen? So, how do we do that? So, as a Christian, we must not put the bandage over. We need to talk about it. We need to know how to deal with it. Because it doesn't matter how small the church is, how big the church is, how small the family member is. There are people suffer. Even if you have one child, I've seen people have more trouble with the one child than people with the 10 kids. All right? Because troubles are everywhere. There are so many people are suffering because financial problem, okay? That's the number one problem. They say what's the most severe pain is when people do not have money to feed their children. That's the biggest. And the second is the the sicknesses, when you have an incurable disease, what can you do? It's hard. And what about the children? The children, you could do all you could do whatever you could, but they did not turn out, they have a problem. What can you do? You're gonna kill them? Huh? So you have to deal with these kind of things in Christ. Amen? And then there's people, actually there are billions of people starving, and they have to live with $1 a day. You see, these kind of people, they're having problems, all kinds of problems. They go through this every day. You have to remember, everybody have a problem under that, you know, like a nice smile and all that. So, but we can deal with it. God will not allow us to go through by ourselves. God wants us to come to Him, humble yourself down, cry out to Him. But remember, we were at such a rebellious stage. We rebelled against God. We disobeyed Him. We betrayed Him. We became His enemy. What did He do? What did God do? He demonstrated His love toward us by giving us His only Son and crucified Him. Show us how much I love you. You don't deserve it, but I love you. That's the mercy and grace of God. And He came to show us the leadership. We need to be that kind of leadership to our church, our children, our society, so they can know that we are the kingdom family. Amen? Kingdom family need to be different. If we act just like them, we act just like a non-believer. Who would come to church? Why would they come to church? Why would they sacrifice Saturday instead of having fun? They come to church, they have to pay tithe, they have to listen to pastor lecture and all that. Because we are a kingdom family. We are the model citizen, amen? We are the model citizen. In Christ, we can do all things because we have a hope, because Christ died for us. He is with us. And God said, you must be a good example. You must demonstrate your love for me by loving one another, encouraging one another. Praise the Lord. Amen. Apostle Paul and the Roman church, they went through so much trouble. Being a Christian family is not that easy, you see. When he was writing this letter, about 6 years before he wrote this letter, by the way, Phoebe delivered this letter to Romans, but they were Christian before in Rome. But then Claudius ordered them to every Christian, every Jew move out of the Rome. So all these people, they built their homes, they established a business, and in all the position, they had to leave everything behind, they had to leave. And even the Gentile Christian, they had to leave. Can you imagine the price you had to pay? Because you are Christian. Sometimes being a Christian is painful. You have to pay a high price. But rejoice, he said, rejoice. In the Matthew, he said, when you bless are these and that and that and that, and then it goes like 8 to 12. When somebody accuses you, somebody criticize you, somebody persecute you because of me, he said, Jesus said directly, rejoice, because your reward in heaven is great. So when you are persecuted because you're doing God's work, it's okay. My life's in God's hand. Praise the Lord. That's the living in Christ. The living in Christ. So rejoice when you have a problem. Go to God. Cry out to Him. Nothing wrong with God just because you are older. I mean, old. I don't know how old you are. It doesn't matter even if you are 100 years old. You are a little child in God's eyes. Call out. Stretch out your hand. Daddy, I need you. I have this problem. I have a financial problem. I have a relationship problem. I don't know what to do. Show me the way. Go before me. I need you. You know what? God hears you. Before you even open your mouth, God hears you. And God will give you the wisdom. God will show you the way to solve this problem. Amen? That kind of God we serve. That's why our God is a great God. Hallelujah. So these people, however, the Christianity did not cease because God preserved them. God established a church in Rome. It doesn't matter the Emperor Claudius or whoever, but God, they cannot just remove it, wipe out a church. Christianity survived even today. Praise God. So anyway, but Jesus warned us throughout the New Testament. He said, and because he had too many opposition, right? The Pharisees and Sadducees, and Jesus said this, I came from heaven. You do not know me. You from this world. So that's why they hated him. So he said, if you will be hated by this world because of my name's sake. If you were from world, they will love you. But because you belong to me, they're going to hate you, but endure to the end. Amen? So don't try to be buddy with like a world of people that, you know, that they're nice to you, bring your gifts and stuff like that. Because Apostle Paul said, if you are man pleaser, you're not a servant of a God. Direct quotation. If you are a man pleaser, you're not a servant of a God. But we are servant of a God. It doesn't matter. You're just a deacon or elder or just the congregation. We all are servant of a God. Amen? We are a minister of God. So we need to discern the difference. The world viewpoint and Christian viewpoint, you need to stand firmly on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Last week, Pastor Josh proclaimed that we must be united and stand one unity and spirit, one spirit and one foundation, that is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, Satan can come in and destroy our family, destroy our church, destroy our individual. We are living in a very vile, uncertain era. Trust me, that's because Christ's coming is very, very soon, and Satan is just going haywire. I'm going to say, okay, let's say Sean Hannity said, melting snow. They know their time is really limited. They do whatever they can to go after children of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Our triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is a good God who loves us unconditionally and suffer a great deal for our salvation and pay very high price. Therefore, he came once, 2017 years ago, and stripped the power of Satan and destroyed the Satan's plan utterly by breaking the darkness and sting and the death, because he died on the cross in my place, went down to hell on my place. There he destroyed the Satan's plan utterly by breaking the darkness and sting and defeated death utterly by what? The resurrection. Hallelujah. We are serving the God, the resurrection of God, the risen God. And he gave us the authority, the power. We are his children. We are his family. We are his faith community. We need to stand together. We are the soldier of our Jesus Christ, who's our captain. And we are fighting in this world. We have to defend our Christianity. We have to defend the name of Jesus Christ. He's coming back. He's coming back to take us home. We need to be prepared. We need to be faithful. Amen? So what does he say? What's the law? What's the God's law? Number one law, love one another, right? When we love one another, then world will know that we are his family. Praise God. We need to be a good example. Today, what do you learn? Our God is a good God. When we go through so much trouble, trials and tribulation, we're not going through alone. Our Christ is with us. Our Holy Spirit is with us. Our Heavenly Father is with us. Because triune God, the Father, Son equals one God, right? If one suffers, all three Godhead suffers. See how important we are? I unruly made a mistake and going through troubles and I have to pay the price, and triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will suffer because of what I've done. It should make you feel really important, doesn't it? That's our God. We have to depend that we are family of God, and our Jesus Christ established his kingdom family, and he paid very high price and demonstrate his love upon the cross, that this much I love you. That's all agape love. And he says same thing, love one another. Love me, trust me, give me agape love, follow him, trust him. We can conquer these trials and tribulation together. That Jesus said, when you three cords, kind of hard to break, but when you're single, it's really easy to break. That's why people who come to church and go, and later something, they don't like it, they just drop out. We cannot go after every single one of them. And Jesus said, those who are not with me, those who are scattered, they're against me. But we need to protect the ones we have in here. Amen? Because we are the family and God gave us a free will. Praise the Lord. So, you know our God is good. God is with us. All the trials and tribulation is not punishment. He's refining us. Making better pearl, making us a better diamond, making us a 22 karat gold. That's what he's doing. Can you see this? Praise the Lord. You should feel really good. So when you have tried to rest, oh, do some more, make him even more shiny. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for this just a beautiful day. And a blessed day in your Father. Thank you for feeding us with the heavenly manna. And strengthen us, Father, in your living word today. I pray that you will seal our hearts so they may not lose this coming week, Father. Instead, they'll multiply their faith, more love for you, Father. And strengthen them, Father. So when they walk throughout this week, the people can see, wow, they're special people. I want to be like them. Thank you for being our God and Lord and Savior, our protector, our provider, our everlasting God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the love of our God and compassion of Jesus Christ and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon us, upon our family, our church, and throughout the world, now and forevermore. Amen. Anybody who needs prayer, you can come forward. Our God is here. He's God of a healer. His name is Jehovah Rapha. Praise God.
Give to you.